That is an unequal system. That is a discriminatory system. It is a system that cannot stand.
Welcome to the AlderTrack Weekly Update, a professional guide to Chicago politics. Each week, we're going to try to tell you what actually happened in Chicago government, what passed, who said what, in their own words, and why it matters. I'm A.D. Quigg.
And I'm Claudia Morell. This week, Governor Bruce Rauner gives his second State of the State speech.
This education agenda is bold and transformative. Change is difficult.
Bond watchers see CPS's $850 million deal go sideways.
Right in the middle of a Board of Ed meeting.
Protect students! Not bankers! Not bankers!
And the news keeps changing. It seems CPS and the teachers' union are inching closer to a contract deal.
Plus, we shake the aldermanic piggy banks to see who's fundraising and where their money's going. But first, the state of the state is pretty much the same?
Kind of. The governor repackaged a lot of his so-called turnaround agenda. He talked about freezing local property taxes, imposing term limits, and weakening collective bargaining rights for unions. You know, familiar stuff. As was his attitude towards AFSCME. He dedicated a whole page of his speech criticizing the state's largest public sector union. Here's a clip.
Adjusted for the cost of living, we already have the highest paid state employees in America. Undeterred and unashamed, AFSCME is demanding $3 billion more in overall compensation. That $3 billion should go into our schools and human services, not into our government bureaucracy.
There was a lot more talk about compromise, like working with Senate President John Cullerton on his state pension plan and education reform.
This education agenda is bold and transformative. Change is difficult.
Right. Just a couple days before, Cullerton dedicated his whole talk at the City Club to fixing the state's school funding formula.
Special deals are over. This will be welcome relief for districts that confront one bureaucratic hurdle after another. We need to take into account a school district's ability to support local schools with local funds, and accountability needs to follow these dollars. So guided by these key principles, the new school funding formula would level the playing field that has gotten so off kilter.
We should not force other mayors and school boards to come to Springfield to beg for more control. Let's give local control now so homeowners can afford their houses and our communities can compete for jobs with neighboring states that have far lower property tax burdens.
Few of Rauner's points on education are new. Increasing school choice and funding for low-income students, cutting administrative costs, and giving districts flexibility on contracts and collective bargaining, not so new.
Here's what is new for Chicago schools. Last week, we talked about the huge $850 million round of borrowing CPS had planned for this week. The very same day as Rauner's speech, the Board of Ed was holding its monthly meeting, and people were not happy with CPS's fiscal management. Listen to this mic check.
The Board of Ed
threatens 5,000 layoffs.
Threatens 5,000 layoffs.
A finger.
But won't lift a finger.
To win money from banks.
Or from the tips.
CPS CEO Forrest Claypool said, and keep in mind this was pretty much right before the governor outlined his education plans in Springfield, that if the state gave Chicago, quote, pension parity, their budget gap would be solved this year.
A parity would eliminate our budget deficit for this year. It would give us close to $500 million. For next year as well, towards our $1.1 billion deficit.
Kind of echoes what Cullerton was saying, that if the state paid into Chicago pensions as much as it paid into others, it'd solve a lot of problems at CPS. So that was the surface stuff. There was something bigger brewing in the middle of that meeting. Municipal bond watchers on Twitter were saying the Board of Ed pulled their bond deal, and Claypool actually left the meeting for a while, presumably to go deal with that.
Yeah, the city's chief financial officer, Carol Brown, and a finance guy from CPS, Ron Denard, held a conference call with reporters to confirm the bond deal didn't go through.
They actually kind of got into it with a reporter from the bond buyer about whether the deal failed or was just pulled. Technical stuff, but the bond analyst we talked to said this is not standard and not a good sign.
And Mayor Emanuel canceled the TV interview scheduled for that night. Claypool played it cool the next day, telling the Tribune the bonds will, quote, definitely go to market by the start of this coming week.
Might be double good news for schools. It looks like CPS and CTU have come to some agreements on contracts. More on that if a deal gets worked out next week. And other money-moving news.
Money,
Every 3 months, elected officials and public action committees have to tell the State Board of Elections how much money they raised, from whom, and what they spent it on. In the fourth quarter of 2015, aldermen raised about $1.7 million.
Not surprisingly, finance chairman slash most powerful alderman Ed Burke fundraised the most. He added about $360,000 to his personal campaign fund. Close behind, neighboring downtown alderman Brendan Riley reeled in about $220,000, then spent about $123,000.
Freshman alderman Brian Hopkins, who oversees a lobster-shaped ward that includes the Gold Coast, raised about $120,000.
And alderman Marty Quinn, who represents Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan's ward, fundraised and spent the least, a whopping $0.
Three aldermen racked up about $2,400 in Uber charges, and two spent about $844 in parking fees at a garage near City Hall.
And in case you're wondering what was going on with the City Council this week, not much, just one committee meeting, transportation.
Those meetings are usually quick, with aldermen approving hundreds of awnings, planters, and signs in just a few quick motions. But concerned citizen George Blakemore took every opportunity he had to speak up.
So much so that Chairman Anthony Beal asked him to just sit up front.
Job, God bless. I got two or three more, and then I'll be
all
through
right.
My job.
So why don't you just stay right there, George? Just stay right there. Just stay right there. I'm going
to
save you the time of walking back and forth
times. I need exercise.
All right.
But perhaps that's the way of getting rid of me.
No, not at all, George.
Okay,
not at all.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. We had a motion, Alderman Dow left. So Alderman Burns moves do pass on this appointment. All in favor say aye. The ayes have it. We'll report this out at the next city council meeting. Thank you.
It isn't a council meeting until Blakemore shows up.
For now, thanks for listening to the AlderTrack Weekly Update. You can subscribe to our free daily email at aldertrack.com.
We also provide in-depth original reporting about Chicago and Cook County government to our paid subscribers. You can learn more at aldertrack.com/Chicago. To get your short and sweet fix, follow us on Twitter at AlderTrack. I'm Claudia Morell.
And I'm A.D. Quake. Tune in next week.